Hi, it's Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to John Bicewicz. Hi, John. How are you?
Good, Paul. Thank you for appreciate talking with you today.
Well, I appreciate you saying yay. So the good yay is because you're going to be overseeing a wonderful 40th annual Faxon, do I say that right, Faxon Law?
Faxon Law, New Haven Labor Day Road Race. And this is
there
our 40th anniversary.
So when you say the 40th anniversary, only because I went to Quinnipiac, and the reason why I'm all excited about this is that some friends of mine, Tommy Ullman and his wife, I have a lot of friends still up there, sent me a picture of me 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a comedy routine. And so I decided to come up and, walk or run or whatever. But was this used to be, correct me if I'm wrong, when I did it, I thought it was the NAACP race. Did this evolve out of that, or am I off here?
No, the New Haven Road Race is always on Labor Day. Tom Holman was actually one of the folks until a few years ago who had run in every New Haven Road Race. So there's a dozen people who've run every New Haven 20K or half marathon. So they've run one of the longer distance races for the last for 39 years in a row. There are now 12 people who've done every one of them.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right. Well, Tommy's a great man, a district attorney up there for a bunch of years. So, and it's a great area. It was the first race I ran in. He talked me into it then, and he's talked me into it again now. So, but I want to learn about what is going to happen there on September 4th, if you could share. And I see a lot of good socially responsible one that Hurricane Harvey you're reaching out to and other good things. So tell us what's going on, and thank you very much for doing it, John.
Right. Well, the race in 40 years, it's changed significantly. When you ran it the first year, I think there was a little over 1,000 people. Now there'll be about 6,000 people who participate.
Wow.
When you ran it, there was just a 20K, which is 12.4 miles. Now there is a kids race, which is a half mile. There is a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. There is still the 20K, which is 12.4 miles. There is a half marathon now because that is one of the goal races for many people is that distance. And then there's a half marathon relay. So there is something for everybody now. There's for all levels. There's people who run fast. The 20K is actually the U.S. national championship. So we'll get some. We actually will have four Olympians competing this year. U.S. Olympians competing. So it has changed significantly, but it is still an event for the people. Everybody will get a text shirt. Gary Trudeau designed the T-shirt, designed a poster, which will be given to everybody this year. And there's still lots of food after the race, beer if you're over 21 provided after the race, and inflatables for kids. And on the 20K half marathon course, there's, I believe, 15 race bands who are actually playing along the race route.
Yay. Wow. This is exciting. You have some good sponsors as well helping out. Yeah. What's Faxon Law? Tell me about them.
Faxon Law is a law firm in New Haven who's been the title sponsor for the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're socially responsible that gives a percentage of their profits directly to nonprofits. And we're one of the nonprofits which we're very happy that they are the title sponsor of the event. But we're one of the nonprofits they actually give money to.
Great.
And they actually are giving money directly to the hurricane victims in addition to what the road race is committed to also.
Oh, wow. We love socially responsible corporations, and this is a great opportunity. It's a health event, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Get out there
yep,
and run.
Yep, it's a health event, and it's on Labor Day, and there's lots of people can still register. We actually will probably sign up 1,500 people between now and race day that they can sign up on their website, newhavenroadrace.org.
Beautiful. You can get a bumper sticker I see here.
You can get a bumper sticker if you give $2 or more for the hurricane victims. If you give a couple dollars to the Red Cross, we will give you a bumper sticker.
All right. Well, tell our audience who Gary Trudeau is.
Gary Trudeau was actually was a Yale student, and he went on to create Doonesbury, which is, I believe, syndicated in a few hundred newspapers. which is a political commentary, a comic which has political overtones to it. And he was actually one of the race founder's friends. Charlie Pillsbury was his roommate, and Charlie Pillsbury actually asked him to design the first road race T-shirt, and he designed the first bunch of road race T-shirts for New Haven and for our race, and for the he's done three updates in the last 15 years for every 5-year anniversary, which he's designed a special T-shirt for the event, and he's done a great job this year. And he actually signed 200 of the limited edition posters, which, if you give money to the Children's Tumor Foundation, you will get an autographed copy of one of his personally signed posters. So he actually not only designed something, but he actually signed 200 of them for us to fundraise for a cause which is close to his heart.
Oh, this is such a good thing. I got to go through, since I hardly ever throw anything out, I got to go see if I still have that T-shirt. It probably only can fit half of my body, though, now, John. But, you know, there's a will, there's a scissors, and I can add another shirt and attach it to it.
Well, this time you'll buy a this time you'll get a shirt that will fit you. So hopefully you'll enjoy the 5K this year, and we look forward to having you at the event.
Thanks. Two last quick questions. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
Well,
since we're a good news broadcast.
The good news of this is I've got three kids and a wife, and one of my daughters and my wife will be participating in Monday's race. And the good news is we're going to have a great weather day on Labor Day. It looks like it's going to be in the 60s. So we're going to have a great day when it starts, and it'll get into the 70s, but it'll be a perfect day to participate on Monday morning.
That last question, just because we're very involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace is in September, September 21st. We have Times Square, Central Park. We do a whole bunch of things for World Peace, and 193 countries in the United Nations agree to a Day of Peace. So I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? Your event is a peace event. That's an event, people coming out and celebrating life. So what does peace mean to you, John, if you don't mind?
Well, I wasn't ready for this question, but
peace, I know. Sorry.
Peace is we can feel safe as a nation, and that that we welcome people into our country. I mean, the event actually is a fundraiser for IRIS, which deals with refugees coming into Connecticut, and the local chapter actually uses the event as a fundraiser, and they will raise thousands of dollars at this event. So World Peace is important to me, and we have a great organization which is partnering with the race to take care of people who have been displaced.
Okay, that's beautiful. Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing, and best of luck. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. Thanks, John.
We'll see you on Monday. Thank you, Paul.
Take care. All righty.
Take care. Bye-bye.